Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, April 14th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. As we told you on yesterday's show, James is out seeing the Broadway transfer of Indecent, so I'm here guiding you into the weekend all by myself. Okay, on to the news. Leading us off, last night J.T. Rogers' play about the historic 1993 Oslo Accords, appropriately titled Oslo, opened at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater. Directed by Bartlett Shear, the play had a critically acclaimed off-Broadway run last year and is already scheduled to open in London this coming September. And there is some pretty big Oslo news later in the show, so stay tuned for that. As it did off-Broadway, the show stars Tony winners Jefferson Mays and Jennifer Ely, along with Anthony Azizi and more. And as it did off-Broadway, the reviews are tremendous. Ben Brantley of the New York Times wrote, quote, "Some works of art cry out for large canvases. Though it is sparring in its use of scenery or anything approaching spectacle, J.T. Rogers' Oslo, an against-the-odds story of international peacemaking, is undeniably a big play, as expansive and ambitious as any in recent Broadway history. So it is particularly gratifying to announce that it has been allowed to stretch to its full height in the thrilling production that opened on Thursday night, directed with a master's hand by Bartlett Shear. This rich drama of quixotic politics fills to the bursting point in its capacious new home at the Vivian Beaumont Theater. Oslo has now become the colossus it was always meant to be, while giving an even sharper focus to the urgent, behind-the-scenes intimacy at its fast-beating heart. The actors who embody the participants in a two-steps-forward, one-step-back process that mostly, and improbably, occurred over a concentrated 9 months are all first-rate. Each is giving a finely detailed performance, and in some cases several performances, that feels both true to and larger than life." Adam Feldman of Time Out New York gave the show 4 out of 5 stars, writing, quote, "The approach to politics practiced in, and preached by, Oslo is so different from our current discourse that it might seem quaint if it weren't so persuasive. J.T. Rogers' account of 1993 meetings between Israelis and Palestinians, which led to the breakthrough Oslo Accords, is a testament to the potential value of diplomacy, cooperation, mutual recognition of opponents' humanity, and contra the now-trending WikiLeaks ethos, backroom secrecy." Finally, Joe Dominowitz of the New York Daily News wrote, quote, "Peacemaking isn't tranquil business. Oslo reminds theatergoers of that as it imagines the secret and highly charged talks that led to a break in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict nearly 25 years ago. Smart, touching, and spiked with spy novel tension and wry humor, the drama at Lincoln Center is the latest work by J.T. Rogers. With reviews like these, I think it is safe to say that if it wasn't already, Oslo is now one of, if not the front runner, for this year's Tony Award for Best Play, with, believe it or not, less than 2 weeks to go until the eligibility deadline. Okay, moving on to some show and casting news. After a month's worth of rumors, producers announced yesterday that Betsy Wolff will replace Sarah Bareilles in Waitress on Broadway after the Tony Awards. Bareilles will play her final performance on June 11th, and Wolff will take over on June 13th, with the Tonys falling in between. Wolff was most recently seen on Broadway in Falsettos and was involved with the early labs for the Broadway adaptation of Frozen. She has also been seen on Broadway in 110 in the Shade, Everyday Rapture, and The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which co-starred Waitress's original Jenna, Jessie Mueller. No word on how long Wolff's trip to the diner will last. Also yesterday, producers of School of Rock announced that the show's Tony-nominated original star, Alex Brightman, will return to the role of Dewey Finn beginning today for a short 2-week run. Eric Peterson, who is playing the role up until, well, yesterday, will return to the show on May 1st. Brightman will be joining current cast members Jen Gambatese as Rosalie, Becky Golsov as Patty, and Stephen Booth as Ned. While it is not unusual for stars to return to roles to spell replacements who are sick, injured, or on vacation, it is a little bit surprising that it was announced with such short notice and that Brightman's run is just 2 weeks, but he was beloved in the role, and who knows, maybe he wants to slim down a little bit before bathing suit season. During his original run in the show, Brightman often commented on how difficult it was to maintain the character's schlubby appearance while shredding on stage 8 times a week. So if you missed Brightman the first time around, get your tickets now, because he'll be gone in the blink of an eye. Yesterday, the Atlantic Theatre Company announced complete casting for the New York premiere of the play Animal by Claire Lismore and directed by Gail Taylor Upchurch. Animal will be led by Golden Globe nominee Rebecca Hall, Morgan Spector, Kristen Griffith, Greg Keller, David Pegram, and former Matilda Finistraza. The play begins previews on Wednesday, May 24th, ahead of an official opening on Tuesday, June 6th, and is currently scheduled to end its limited run on June 18th. Press notes describe the show this way. Rachel has it all. Marriage, house, career. So why does she suddenly have this creepy feeling? Did she leave something behind? Or is there something in the walls? Her husband thinks she needs time. Her psychiatrist suggests positive thinking. But then the visions start. A darkly comic play about the underside of domesticity, the complexity of the brain in chaos, and the thin line between sinking and survival. Finally, in this section, on a much less heady topic, yesterday the La Jolla Playhouse announced an extension for the world premiere production of new musical Escape to Margaritaville. Featuring the iconic songs of Jimmy Buffett and a book by Greg Garcia and Mike O'Malley, the show is now scheduled to run from May 9th through June 25th, before going on a mini national tour before a planned Broadway bow. Moving from stage to screen, as promised, I've got more news on the J.T. Rogers play Oslo. Yesterday, just before the show opened, The Hollywood Reporter exclusively reported that mega producer Mark Plant will be bringing the show to the big screen. Directing the film will be the play's stage director Bartlett Shear, making his feature film directorial debut, and Rogers will be adapting his own script. No word on the timing of the film, nor its cast at this point, but I would not mind seeing Mays and Ely reprise their roles. Sticking in the big screen world, yesterday, Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast crossed the $1 billion box office mark worldwide. Yes, billion with a B, making it the highest-grossing live-action movie musical of all time. The film has pulled in nearly $436 million domestically and another $564 million internationally, and shows no signs of stopping anytime soon, having not dropped lower than second in the weekly box office during its four-week run thus far. With a production budget of just $160 million, I say just, I think it is safe to say that this is definitely a pretty big hit for Disney, which bodes well for the future live-action adaptations of beloved animated musicals. Broadway cosplayers rejoice because yesterday, BroadwayCon announced its plans for its third annual theater convention. BroadwayCon 2018 will return to the Javits Center, this time from Friday, January 26th through Sunday, January 28th. Tickets for BroadwayCon will go on sale to the public at 1 p.m. Eastern Time next Thursday, April 20th. Previous BroadwayCon attendees will have special pre-sale access beginning on Wednesday, April 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition to the scheduling announcement, BroadwayCon announced the initial lineup of new and returning special guests, including co-creator Anthony Rapp, as well as Alex Brightman, Andrea Burns, Carolee Carmello, Andrew Chappelle, Lily Cooper, Janet DeCall, Ben Fankhauser, Annie Golden, Derek Klena, Joe Mantello, Leslie Margarita, Ruthie Ann Miles, Donna Murphy, Kelly O'Hara, and James Snyder. And of course, additional special guests will be announced at a later date. Yesterday, in a tradition unlike any other, we saw the venerable, time-honored ceremony of the passing of the Garter. Yes, it is that time for Brian D'Arcy James to assume the role of King George III, so as he once did to Jonathan Groff, Taron Killam has now bequeathed the Garter back to BDJ, allowing him to officially come back to the role of King George. It's really a shame that the folks over in Hamilton aren't having a good time with their jobs. We'll have a link to that hilarious video, as always, in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. Okay, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. James will be with you on Sunday with Peter Felicia and Michael Portantier for This Week on Broadway. And then James and I will be back to talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.